In the world of AI, there has been a prevailing notion that developing leading-edge large language models requires significant technical and financial resources. That's one of the main reasons why the U.S. government pledged to support the $500 billion Stargate project announced by President Donald Trump. But Chinese AI development firm DeepSeek has disrupted that notion. On January 20th, DeepSeek released its R1 LLM at a fraction of the cost that other vendors incurred in their own developments. DeepSeek is also providing its R1 models under an open-source license, enabling free use. Within days of its release, the DeepSeek AI Assistant, a mobile app that provides a chatbot interface for DeepSeek R1, hit the top of Apple's App Store chart, outranking OpenAI's ChatGPT mobile app. The meteoric rise of DeepSeek in terms of usage and popularity triggered a stock market sell-off on January 27th, as investors cast doubt on the value of large AI vendors based in the U.S., including NVIDIA. Microsoft, Meta Platforms, Oracle, Broadcom, and other tech giants also saw significant drops as investors reassessed AI valuations. What is DeepSeek? DeepSeek is an AI development firm based in Hangzhou, China. The company was founded by Liang Wenfeng, a graduate of Zhejiang University, in May 2023. Wenfeng also co-founded HiFlyer, a China-based quantitative hedge fund that owns DeepSeek. Currently, DeepSeek operates as an independent AI research lab under the umbrella of HiFlyer. The full amount of funding and the valuation of DeepSeek have not been publicly disclosed. DeepSeek focuses on developing open-source LLMs. The company's first model was released in November 2023. The company has iterated multiple times on its core LLM and has built out several different variations. However, it wasn't until January 2025, after the release of its R1 reasoning model, that the company became globally famous. The company provides multiple services for its models, including a web interface, mobile application, and API access. DeepSeek represents the latest challenge to OpenAI, which established itself as an industry leader with the debut of ChatGPT in 2022. OpenAI has helped push the generative AI industry forward with its GPT family of models, as well as its O1 class of reasoning models. While the two companies are both developing generative AI LLMs, they have different approaches. DeepSeek uses a different approach to train its R1 models than what is used by OpenAI. The training involved less time, fewer AI accelerators, and lower cost to develop. DeepSeek aims to achieve artificial general intelligence, and the company's advancements in reasoning capabilities represent significant progress in AI development. In a research paper, DeepSeek outlines the multiple innovations it developed as part of the R1 model. One is DeepSeek's use of a large-scale reinforcement learning approach focused on reasoning tasks. Another is reward engineering. Researchers developed a rule-based reward system for the model that outperforms neural reward models that are more commonly used. Reward engineering is the process of designing the incentive system that guides an AI model's learning during training. DeepSeek also used distillation. Using efficient knowledge transfer techniques, DeepSeek researchers successfully compressed capabilities into models as small as 1.5 billion parameters. And DeepSeek's emergent behavior innovation is the discovery that complex reasoning patterns can develop naturally through reinforcement learning without explicitly programming them. Since its creation in 2023, DeepSeek has released a series of generative AI models. With each new generation, the company has worked to advance both the capabilities and performance of its models, including DeepSeeker Coder, LLMs, and now DeepSeek R1. Released in January 2025, R1 is focused on advanced reasoning tasks, directly competing with OpenAI's O1 model in performance, while maintaining a significantly lower cost structure. The model has 671 billion parameters, with a context length of 128,000. The company also released Janus Pro 7B, a vision model that can understand and generate images. The release of DeepSeek R1 has raised alarms in the U.S., triggering concerns and a stock market sell-off in tech stocks. On Monday, January 27th, the NASDAQ composite dropped by 3.4% at market opening, with NVIDIA declining by 17% and losing approximately $600 billion in market capitalization. DeepSeek is raising alarms in the U.S. for several reasons, including cost disruption and technical achievements. DeepSeek claims to have developed its R1 model for less than $6 million. The low-cost development threatens the business model of U.S. tech companies that have invested billions in AI. DeepSeek is also cheaper for users than OpenAI. Then there are the technical achievements despite restrictions. The export of the highest-performance AI accelerator and GPU chips from the U.S. is restricted to China. Yet despite that, DeepSeek has demonstrated that leading-edge AI development is possible without access to the most advanced U.S. technology. DeepSeek also poses a business model threat. In contrast with OpenAI, which is proprietary technology, DeepSeek is open source and free, challenging the revenue model of U.S. companies, charging monthly fees for AI services. And being based in China, DeepSeek challenges U.S. technological dominance in AI. Tech investor Mark Andreessen called it AI's Sputnik moment, comparing it to the Soviet Union's space race breakthrough in the 1950s. DeepSeek's popularity has not gone unnoticed by cyber attackers. On January 27th, DeepSeek reported large-scale malicious attacks on its services, forcing the company to temporarily limit new user registrations. The timing of the attack coincided with DeepSeek's AI assistant app overtaking ChatGPT as the top downloaded app on the Apple App Store. Despite the attack, DeepSeek maintained service for existing users. The issue extended into the following day, when the company reported it had identified the issue and deployed a fix. DeepSeek has not specified the exact nature of the attack, though widespread speculation from public reports indicated it was some form of DDoS attack targeting its API and web chat platform. This story was reported by Sean Michael Kerner,